Grace to you and peace in the name of our coming Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today is the last Sunday of the church year. It is known by a number of names in the church. Last Sunday of the church year, Christ the King Sunday, the Sunday of the fulfillment, the last Sunday of Pentecost, and also the last Sunday of the end time. Regardless of which name you choose to call it, it's important for us to remember that this is a day of salvation for us, not damnation. A day of joy for us, not sorrow. A day of comfort for us, and not anxiety. And a day of victory for us, and not defeat. But you may not recognize this truth based upon our gospel reading for this morning. For you see, today's gospel reading from Mark 13 focuses a little bit more on the doom and the gloom of the last days, plural, than they do on the resurrection and salvation of the last day, singular. Therefore, in keeping with the ultimate theme of this day, we're going to use a different gospel reading for our text this morning. We're going to use Jesus' words from John chapter 14. Our Lord Jesus said to his disciples on the night before his death, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you, because I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may also be where I am." For the last couple of weeks, many of our lessons have dealt with the peril of the last days and the urgency to keep watch, to be on guard, and to be prepared, lest God's people fall away from the faith in the last days. But the focus of today isn't, and should not be, about the danger of the days leading up to Christ's return, but simply about the joy of Christ's return. When Christ Jesus returns, all things will be made new for God's people. There will be no more tears or sorrow or pain for any of God's children. For those of us who are faithful unto death, and those of us who do not fall away from the faith in the peril of the last days, there will be a crown of life bestowed upon us, given to us by Christ Jesus himself. The scriptures tell us that on that day of Christ's return, all those who have died and who now sleep in the dust of the earth will be raised from the dead. And some will go to everlasting life, and some will go to everlasting punishment. And thus, Jesus declared in our text from John 14, that on that last day, he will come back to get us, and he will take us to be with him in his Father's house. The Apostle Paul states it this way in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. He said, "Brothers, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep, or to grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. according to the Lord's own word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left till the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel and the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage each other with these words. And thus, as the scriptures state over and over again, on the day of Christ's return, all of God's people who have died, from Adam to Moses to the prophets, to the apostles, to the martyrs, to Martin Luther, to Mother Teresa, to all of us, will be raised from the dead and will go to live with the Lord forever. He will raise us and then take us to be with him in that place that he has prepared for us. And we will do that as one people, one body, one church, one bride. And thus in Hebrews 11, we read about the great heroes of the faith who have now died and who sleep in the dust of the earth, who sleep in death. And it says this: these were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. And so this last Sunday of the church year should never be presented as something to give us fear or trepidation. At least, not for those of us who have been washed in the forgiving, life-giving blood of Jesus. All of the fear that would be and should be associated with this day was washed away for us the moment that we were baptized into the death and the resurrection of Jesus. Because of his sacrifice for us and his victory for us, death and the grave and the last day and eternity no longer pose any threat to us. For Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Lamb of God, the King of all creation, is not coming back to this earth to judge us and to condemn us, but rather to bring us and to welcome us home. Jesus said, "If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may be where I am." That's what this last Sunday of the church year is all about. That's the day that we have been living for and waiting for every single day of our redeemed and forgiven lives. That's the day we proclaim and hope for every time that we lose a loved one over to death. And that's the day that every single promise that God ever made to us in the Holy Scriptures is finally and fully fulfilled. May we live for and hope for and look forward to that day we celebrate today, when Christ Jesus comes back to take us home. To God be the glory. Even so, Lord Jesus, quickly come. Amen.